Thank you, Madam Chair. Over the past 2 years, at the specialized section on dry and dry produce, the INC has been talking quite a bit about the impact of climate change on the products and on the standards. So we feel that the topic as is very relevant. And bearing in mind that some of the reviews we are undertaking on food loss and food waste are also mitigation strategies against for product affected by climate change. So in a way, we are a step ahead, but it would be good to have that discussion, a more in-depth discussion on climate change, impact on agricultural quality standards, where we will be discussing the actual product itself and how, like, let's say for apples or oranges, the coloring, the size, the juice content, all this is going to be affected. So when we're discussing the impact of climate change on the quality standard, we will be actually discussing the products themselves, not standards in a theoretical sense. It's the product we're going to be discussing. So I think the topic as is fine, and we can make corrections as we go along, but I would think I would keep it in this general broad context for now. Let the industry or the apple or the pear industry or the citrus industry come, or whatever industry come and tell us, or have member governments or member states or member organizations tell us what they're seeing. But I think it's important to keep this subject in the broadest context for now. Thank you.